Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join us this evening, 603-283-6160. That number again, 603-283-6160. Start 8-0-4-0-9-2-0-2-3. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
Richard Rich.
And Mark Edge.
It's been a edge-of-your-seat weekend, hasn't it?
It kind of has. I'm so glad to be back on the air.
Happy to have you, of course.
In studio, I guess I should say.
Yes. Right. Happy to have you in studio, as always.
Does he know what he's getting into with the Sunday show again, though?
Well, I mean, he's been on the Sunday show since he sort of allowed me to sort of do Sundays.
I know, I'm so glad you've taken over Sundays. It's great.
And so he's done. We've done this once before. I remember coaching you on the And We're Backs, right? Yep. You know, on the kind of how we do that.
Oh, we've done that. We've done it several times.
Okay.
Coaching.
Yeah. It's weird because, like, I remember my first show with Mark Edge. Like when the break came up, he was like, okay, everybody got to stand up now and do some calisthenics, you know, and he was like, you know, he was being a little fatherly to us all about, like, you know, here's what you got to do and you got to make sure you keep the blood flowing and
etc.
He's
a mentor.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I feel the same way still. So when you sit too long, the blood pools in your butt and it's not good for you. So
now I got a big ass.
Right. So during every break, stand up, do a little, shake it a little, and then you can sit back down.
This is professional radio advice for you aspiring broadcasters or podcasters out there, I guess.
During the breaks, show them what you're working with.
Well, the problem with podcasts is you can go for 2 hours and you can't really stand up during that time frame.
Right, although many podcasts now are pre-recorded.
Yeah,
As was the case with my the Kick-Ass podcast before I even came to New Hampshire. I would just sit down with, like, somebody that I thought might be interesting. I'd invite them over to my house, put microphones in front of each of us. We'd pour a little whiskey and just talk. And then I would edit out, you know, 15-minute episodes out of that, you know, 3-hour ordeal, right, and get a couple, 2-3 episodes out of that of, like, the best stuff and then publish that. So it was largely pre-recorded. As are, I think, most podcasts now. So you can take breaks and you can stop. And if somebody screws up, you're like, ah, no, just that. You want to do that over. You can do, like, retakes and stuff like that when you podcast. Live broadcast, however, whether it's streaming or radio, is a whole different thing. And that's really what I enjoy about Free Talk Live is that we do it live.
And that's why we have a dump button.
It's true. I've had to use it on myself multiple times.
Coming up on Free Talk Live.
Tonight's show has been named the Highlander episode, if you will.
Highlander, because we are the champions?
Highlander Sunday. No, not because we are the champions. Although Free Talk Live is the most rated radio program on radio. The number one most rated program. No. We're going to talk about something where people don't die.
I am immortal.
That's right. Immortality.
Look at that.
That's nice.
Audio
real radio
in there, yeah.
Immortality may be upon us, technologically speaking, relatively quickly.
Okay.
That's what I want to get to.
Immortality?
I want to live long enough to get, like, put into the robot body. Within a continuity.
I'm undecided as to whether or not I would enjoy living forever. I say this because having lived through a whole bunch of, you know, sort of human events, in the 50 or so years that I've been on this planet, I'm not totally in love with mankind.
Yeah.
You know, mankind certainly has a whole bunch of work to do. I would say that mankind as a whole is probably worse than it is good.
I would totally be bad Superman.
So I think that's... You would be what?
I would totally be bad Superman.
Like Bizarro Superman?
I don't know about Bizarro. I'm going to say bad Superman.
Oh.
Like...
Well, you wouldn't be Superman because if they had the technology for people to live forever, then all of them would have it.
Yes.
Everyone would have it. I think that it would make people value life far more. If you have the possibility of immortality, then taking the life of another is an even more serious proposition.
Are we talking about like the ability to live forever?
Let's define some terms here because I think it's really important. So there's several different types of immortality as talked about on the internet.
Sure.
There's the, we're going to somehow juice your cells so that your telomeres don't shorten and you live in this body forever.
I don't want that.
Okay. There's another possibility where we sort of take your brain or your consciousness, these can vary, stick it in a robot body and you can jump over a building and you never experience pain anymore, but probably not sex either.
Wake me up when that happens.
Then there's your consciousness goes into the interwebs and you're stored on an SD drive in, you know, some kind of little fantasy future that you like.
Amazon Web Service.
I don't want to be Lawnmower Man.
I don't know anything. What's Lawnmower Man? What, that's a Schwarzenegger thing?
No.
I can't remember the actor that's in it now.
Either way, he was uploaded to the net.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sort of became...
Took over the net. Became the net.
He became like the singularity that everybody talks about.
Okay.
Somehow. Yeah.
Anyway.
I want the robot body.
So there's these three different possibilities and probably variations within them and, you know, that sort of thing.
Where's the one where, like...
And by the way, before we go on, I also have already contracted with an organization called Alcor, A-L-C-O-R, to have my head lopped off and put into a stainless steel soup pot along with a bunch of liquid nitrogen until the world figures it out. I'm 52 years old. So, you know, I got maybe 30 years for them to really...
You're going to have an 80-year-old head on a 20-year-old robot body.
I'm going to start a competing company to Alcor, and what it's going to do is it's going to go ahead and save and download your consciousness, like we were talking about. And then whenever it's time, whenever you decide, whatever your contract says, whenever it's time for you to awaken, whether it's in like a robot body or a consciousness that lives only on the net or whatever, it will be a parody of yourself, so a caricature, if you will, and it'll be called Weird Alcor.
Weird Alcor. That's funny. Well, one of the things I like about you'll have your own little fantasy land on a computer someplace is that, first off, you take up very little space. You know, the vegetarians are always complaining about how much water and food and just carbon and all this other stuff that we create on the world. Yeah, if I'm on a computer, I'm not doing much.
Doesn't that sort of make you an NPC, a non-player character?
Well, you're not a non-player character. You're playing yourself, but you're relegated... Correct. Into your own, everybody's got their own little Magic the Gathering game going on, right? You know. So I don't have to deal with Hillary Clinton or whoever in mind. You know what? Delete. I can't deal with her. You know, you just have the people you like. And if there's people that are gone and they didn't upload and they didn't make it to, 2032 or whatever year it is, you can have an NPC of them. So for instance, my grandmother, whom I, love and miss, and she died in the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be great if I could get Graham from all the pictures that the internet has cataloged out there, and I'm sure that we'll even have more by 2032. They'll pick up these pictures, they'll say, this is what she looks like, and, here she is at her best, and they'll, generate a Graham.
It's like solipsism on an air-gap PC.
That's... You're going to have to define solipsism for our listeners.
Oh, it's... People who believe that they're the only consciousness in existence and everything around them is a generation of their own consciousness.
Is that where, psychobabble come from?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
It's a religious thing.
Okay. All right.
I think I can get what they say when they say it, but the other entities or non-entities that are out there, they work much better if you treat them like they are, in fact, entities.
I like that word, entities, because I get to say a word that I normally can't say on radio. Where's the when you die, your consciousness gets sort of copied, and then where's the bit where it gets reinserted into like a perfectly healthy 25-year-old clone of yourself?
That is certainly a clone. I don't know. I think they're going to probably come up with clone rights, but just a guess.
I say that because there's, and the article that we have today will get into this, and we're sort of already touched on several parts of it just in, the 10 minutes that we've been on air, 8 minutes, whatever it is.
If they can make clones, wouldn't they just make robots? If you make robots, then you don't have the same robot bodies, and you don't have the same problem of people.
No, clones fight the robots.
It's a question of ownership, right? Because if you contract, let's say this Alcor company, right? You contracted with them, and you die. And 20 years from now, the technology exists, and they're like, hey, Mark, welcome back. But now you're in a robot body that they own.
Okay.
Well, so now they have property rights.
Can't you just buy it from them? That's what cryptocurrency is for, right?
I mean, maybe you could, but can you? What does it say in your contract? Is that part of your contract?
Presumably, you can just go and, somebody will be selling robot bodies. You'll be like, I'd like to get rid of this lease model. I want an owner model.
Only if your contract says you're able to do so, right? Like, I'm saying this needs to be hashed out before you even sign the contract, right? What is going
to
happen?
There is no contract as far as it goes. It's like, we'll try to get you whatever passes
because
for.
Because the tech doesn't exist. And so, in my mind, this presents all sorts of, contractual obligation questions, moral ethical questions
if there's no contract, then presumably they have gifted you the body.
Well, there will be a contract once you're in it.
Right.
Hey, sign this or we push the delete button.
Right.
But remember, I'm also in the same boat with Ted Williams. And the world is not going to screw Ted Williams. He's one of the greatest baseball players ever.
Oh, okay.
Is there an expiration date on your contract? Like, we'll hold it till 2072, and then we kind of got to...
No, there's just, we're going to do our best to stay in business kind of thing. It's a foundation and all that.
Okay.
So the reason I say clones of you and your perfectly healthy 25-year-old body or whatever, I just pulled 25 years out of
it's a good age.
27 was a really nice one for me.
Yeah, I think that most people would agree that probably above 20, but under 30 might be like the average, at least for males, the average most healthy and kind of space for your body to be. I say cloning because at least with DNA. If we subscribe to the nap and self-ownership, you own yourself, and thus your DNA you own as well. And so if your consciousness is transferred from you to, another you, then you maintain self-ownership throughout the process.
But if it was
and you've only contracted for the transfers, so to speak.
Right. So then, but if you're uploaded to an Apple product or something, there's always this sort of super ownership that occurs. Richie, you're running around with a phone that they don't update now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So
something goes awry with Mark's, and now they've got him temporarily manning a C-3PO body.
But at least they have that temporary stage.
Right? Well, I'd also like to point out that, when you come back poor. Presumably, unless you've got some kind of foundation for your, and this is planning ahead, and I would suspect the vast majority of people have not planned ahead for this foundation. So, you come back, and then, I've seen science fiction books where they're talking about, one of these entities is stuck in a fighter pilot, fighter ship.
Yeah.
And so he's got to drive it all the time. No break, no sleep, no nothing like that. He's just the fighter guy. Presumably can do what he wants when he's
A bio drone at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do whatever they say you got to do because you don't actually have a physical body. You don't require sleep and nourishment and all that kind of crap.
So you're you're Google's AI. How do we know that Google's AI isn't just a bunch of Indonesian people that died and they just have them doing tasks now?
I don't know.
It's a bunch of Indians because they type really fast in tech support.
It's the people. It's those poor bastards that died in that Bangladeshi t-shirt fire several years ago.
There was early on when Google first was a thing and starting to be on the rise, right? There was another search engine service called Mahalo. Have you guys heard of this one?
It sounds familiar. Okay. Yeah. I was all about the search engine wars.
Okay. But this one's they had a staff of people that would look stuff up for you.
Yeah.
So you would type it in the search engine, and then someone on the other end
I better look this up
and then send back the results. Yeah. It was a weird thing, and it didn't last very long.
And it was in Hawaii?
No. It was a Silicon Valley thing. I forget the guy who started it.
All right, well, this article...
I was an Ask Jeeves guy.
Yeah,
Jeeves probably had an algorithm of something.
I'm sure.
Like the wedge,
yes.
No, this was pile. A person.
This was a people, yeah.
Dogpile, anyone?
Yeah, I remember Dogpile.
Dice.
Alta Vista.
Nope. Alta Vista,
yeah. Yep. Of course, Yahoo, which seems to be just slowly falling apart on the internet.
They keep getting sold for less than they were purchased for until they're going to be...
Until Free Talk Live buys them.
I have a very, very ancient email address that is hotmail.com.
Yeah. My mom's on Hotmail. She's 82.
I had to give that out the other day to get some sort of a, you know, like, hey, if you sign up for our stupid deal, you can get 10%. I'm like, all right, fine. So I was like, blah, 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 hotmail.com. They're like, Hotmail? How old are you? I'm like, yep, I'm that old.
Right.
I'm not 82.
You're not AOL old, though.
I'm not AOL. And that's what the person said to me. They're like, well, it could be worse. You could have an AOL address. We had one of those in here the other day. What a nightmare, is what they said.
My Hotmail address is my primary email address and the one I give out the least. Because I don't like getting stuff from people.
Yeah.
So I use that for signing up and shopping and doing a whole bunch of stuff.
And
then I give other people temporary ones.
I like probably most people who sort of, you know, came up with email. Like they were alive before email, and then email came into existence and they learned it. I have many, many email addresses.
Yeah.
I don't even know how many. I can't tell you.
Yeah, some of them just disappeared.
Yeah, and in fact, there are services that do that for you, burner emails, right? If you want to sign up for a thing and get a thing, but you don't want to actually give your regular email address, so you avoid the spam and you avoid the selling of your information,
You
can go get a burner email and use that temporarily just to sign up for the thing the one time, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, you can also just do that with Gmail, but whatever.
Yeah, you can. You can add something onto your Gmail address, and then it's burner.
At any rate, this article, Richards, thank you for bringing this in.
You're welcome.
From dailymail.co.uk. The headline reads, Could You Live Forever? Experts claim humans could achieve immortality by 2030.
And I am immortal.
Yeah. 2030. So how many years is that from now?
7.
I was told there would be no math.
Yeah, immortality should probably be an unlimited lifespan. Is probably the way they really need to say.
Right. Well, and coming back to defining things, like immortality to me means you cannot die.
Right.
Whereas what we're talking about means that, like, okay, your consciousness can be sort of taken when you die and then put into either the cloud or into a body. But that's not to say somebody can't hit the delete button, or if you're put into, like, a clone of yourself, you can't get shot.
Right.
Right? And die. You totally can do. So those aren't, that's not immortality.
Well, if you fall off a 10-story building, you know, in a body, you're going to die. And they haven't if they don't have the chance to upload you to the internet or, you know, save your consciousness or whatever it is they're going to do, you're just dead.
But now what if they had an app and before you jump off that 10-story building, you go, save consciousness, right? It's like playing a video game. It's your save point.
Yeah.
Right? You save consciousness. And then you jump off the 10-foot building because, you know, Richie Rich dared you to. And you're like, I'm in the world, bitch. And you jump off the 10-foot building and you die.
10-foot building.
10-foot building. 10-story building.
You break an ankle.
Only Mark could die jumping off of a 10-foot building.
if you dive, you could really die.
And then, he does die, and so, but then, like, poof, he's, you know, like a half hour later, he comes walking out of, you know, Laboratory X because they just finished uploading his consciousness.
I think that was
at the save point
movie.
Into another clone. That would be immortality.
That was the Schwarzenegger movie. Right, where they just kept cloning people, and each clone...
It's a little more Battlestar Galactica in my mind, the reboot, where the Cylons themselves became creatures of the flesh in order to imitate humans, and then whenever you would kill one of them, their consciousness automatically uploaded back to the resurrection ship, where a bunch of their cloned bodies were stored, and immediately was restored into a new body, having all of their memories and experiences up until that point.
Right.
So if you could have your consciousness and memories moved in this fashion, it'd make travel very interesting. You wouldn't get teleportation, but you'd think you had. So you would move at the speed of light down fiber optic cables to, you know, let's say you want to climb Everest, right? So they've got a, you know, a dozen robot bodies at the top of Everest, and you get your reservation. And at the appointed time, shoop.
Are you talking about like an Airbnb body?
That's right. It's an Airbnb body.
Then Mark would really go to Antarctica.
I did really go to Antarctica.
What about Uncle Arctica?
And so the one of these 10 bodies is yours. You can wander around at the top of Everest for, I guess, as long as you want, or the 10 minutes you paid for, or whatever the situation might be.
Are these like NPC bodies, though?
They would
presumably
very likely just be people who, they would just be rentals.
Or would they be able to morph into like you for the duration that you occupied them?
I doubt it. I think that you'd, that would be your premier body.
Oh, man.
In the same way you customize your car, you would.
It's your skin, quote unquote.
Then you would have people whose only job was to climb Mount Everest. Right? Like, okay, I'm taking the body up today. And then they
it stays there in a station.
I know.
People just want to be at the top of Everest. They don't want to climb the damn thing.
Someone's got to take the body.
Yeah, the bodies have to get there somehow. Yeah.
They'd have to service them.
Right. So you have like the guy who drops into the body.
That's what the Sherpas are, by the way.
Right.
People's job is to climb Everest.
Right. But this would be in the robot body. They would leave it at the top, shoop, teleport back down, right, and start a new body.
Oh, they'd walk up in the robot body. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knowing human beings, I'm sure those bodies would be well serviced.
Hey, look, it's Mr. Green Shoes.
They're going to do it.
So to finish the headline,
remember, folks, we're under the news talk category.
Definitely talk. Could you live forever? Experts claim humans could achieve immortality by 2030. And one futurist even says we'll be able to attend our own funerals in a new body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have said this repeatedly. When I die... if I die, apparently.
Can they lay me to rest?
If I die, I don't want anybody to have, like, a funeral with, like, a procession and, like, a body, and it's all somber and everybody's sad. No. I want rock and roll. Mm. I want, you know, scantily clad women. I want
extra drugs
and many pallbearers. Whatever that is, right? I want everybody to like throw a party. I want to be celebrated. I don't want to be mourned.
Scantily clad pallbearers.
Whatever that turns out to be.
But gloves.
You know, maybe you get a clone of Weird Al to show up at my funeral or whatever. You know, or wake. I guess is really what I'm taking a page out of the Irish book here. I'd rather have a wake than a funeral.
Absolutely. I drink whiskey at your wake.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
See, now if I could show up at my wake and like just make sure everybody's behaving in a wake like manner, that would be okay with me.
Do your own eulogy.
DIY. DIW? Do your
eulogy is spelled with a. Is it UE? An EU?
603-283-6160. If you know how to spell eulogy, give us a call. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. A key member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee says the U.S. needs to approve a bipartisan budget that's strong on national defense.
We do have commitments around the world for our national security. The best thing we can do is get a budget approved in an orderly process and not threaten the full faith and credit of the United States.
Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin commented on Fox News Sunday about the U.S. possibly sending weapons to Taiwan while also supporting Ukraine against Russia's invasion. The Nashville City Council Council is set to hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to vote to reinstate State Representative Justin Jones. He was one of two Democrats expelled from the Tennessee House for protesting gun violence on the floor after the Nashville school shooting. Just a friendly reminder from dog experts that chocolate poisoning in dogs shoots up during Easter time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back. We are here, and it is Highlander Sunday. There can be only one.
except there's
three, I guess.
And they ruined it with Highlander 2.
And 3.
Did you see it, the whole thing, all the way through?
And Highlander the series. And yeah.
So I started it. I watched like Highlander 1 and 2, and I don't know how far I got into it.
Yeah.
But at some point, it jumped from like the movie to the series.
Right.
Yep.
And so I was a beta tester for the original Hulu. I was like, okay, I will catch up on the movies.
So you got to switch from Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod to Duncan McLeod of the Clan McLeod.
That's correct.
Right. But then I never finished the series on Hulu. So I never watched the rest of the Highlander movies because I suck like that.
There was one of the later, I don't even remember how many Highlander movies there were. Maybe
like seven.
Five or something.
Really?
It was a lot.
Too many.
There was
one animated series.
Okay, so like I enjoyed the first one, but it was, I'm going to say, timetable appropriate. That is to say, the first one was 1984, 85?
It might be a little earlier than that.
83, maybe? Okay, so, but whatever it is.
Unimportant.
Like, it was.
What does incompetent mean?
It was timetable appropriate. That's to say that for its time, it had the appropriate amount of special effects as far as being, like, sort of in the advanced 80-20 rule. It was in the top 20% of. It had superstar Sean Connery was in it. He got to play a Highlander himself and that kind of a thing. So, like, you know, it had all these things going for it, and it sort of left a lot of mystery, right? You didn't get the definition of what a Highlander was, where a Highlander was from, and, you know, it was just sort of this thing that existed, left a lot of mystery. And so anticipating Highlander 2 was just like, oh, they're going to reveal a little bit more, but they're going to keep... No, they didn't do any of that. They just made a cheesy, like, redo of the first one.
There was a quickening, and then they had the quickening, and then a whole bunch of other Highlanders came out of the woodworks after the quickening.
Right.
And ruined it.
Yeah.
The whole mythos and mythology.
And so it is truly one of those things where everything else that was made later, all the sequels, just destroyed it.
Yeah.
I loved Highlander, the first movie, and I refuse to accept. I mean, to me, the rest is fan fiction.
Oh, okay.
And if you look at it as fan fiction, it's fine, right? Like, it's just people taking their ideas and working on it and stuff like that. There is one Highlander. And then there is the fan fiction that surrounds it. And that will help you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been having trouble sleeping, and now you can rest easy.
So there can be only one Highlander movie.
I saw number two. I didn't see anything else, because number two truly was number two.
It was our number two story.
It was.
I agree. I saw number two. I saw number three. I think it was Highlander 4 or 5. I'm not sure. The one where, like, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, man. He's in, like, all of the movies. Michael Ironsides. Shows up in the movie, and it turns out that Highlanders are alien beings from outer space.
I'm pretty sure that's number two.
That's number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, it just hits it. Yeah. They just let you know that they're, you know, aliens that landed and stuff, and now they're chopping each other's heads off.
I was very disappointed. And I saw all of the Highlander movies after that, hoping that one day they might make a good one, and it's just never happened, and I don't think it can. I think Highlander cursed itself by having the phrase, "There can be only one."
Yeah.
And thus, there can be only one.
Well, when you're making the movie in the studio, right, you go like, well, this is the story, right? And then, oh, my God, that made so much money. We got to find a way to, you know, monetize it, and then they ruin it.
I don't know how, like, there's an excellent question. Is, ladies and gentlemen, how could they have monetized Highlander in order to make a bunch of money? Because that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without making it, turning it into crap.
Well, they would have had to do what no other franchise, except for maybe Star Wars, at that point had done, which is turn it into a franchise, right? Mark, you're old enough to remember that, like, movies used to just come out, and then they were done.
Yeah, that was
it'd just be one movie, that's it. There was no creation of a universe after, like, you know, and, like, spin-offs and TV shows and movies and toys and Lions and Tigers and Bears Online. There was none of that.
But what movies were successful enough to do that?
In the 80s?
It didn't work that way.
Yeah, that's
true. Star Wars was 70s. I saw it in the theaters.
Right. Yeah. 77?
77, yeah. I was 6 years old.
Yeah, I was... Four?
Yeah. What if... some Highlander fanfic, then.
Okay.
What if after there's the quickening and you have the one, if you can kill the one by lopping off his head, right, then you assume the powers of the Highlander, and then you have mere mortals attacking him trying to get the power, right? Then it's no more Highlanders. It's just,
so if you're the Highlander and I cut off your head, I get the Highlander power?
Yes.
Even though I'm not immortal?
What if
I become immortal once I kill you?
Right. But you have to fight me.
And then now that I have the powers, now I'm the one who Mark's going to seek after to kill because he wants the power?
Right.
What an analogy for the state.
I like it. You could also have a possibility that all the Highlanders come, you know, all the spirits of all the Highlanders go into a bunch of different people, sort of randomized, and you do it over again.
All right.
And that way you can rehash the way you had before. I don't know. I mean, it was the aliens on hoverboards that bugged me about number
two. And
they
did that in the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really
did. Didn't they do hoverboards in Max Headroom as well?
Max Headroom had a movie?
No, the TV show.
Max Headroom had a TV show?
Yeah.
I just remember him as like a Coke, Diet Coke ad.
Yeah, he was a gimmick, if you will.
Yeah.
It was Matt Frewer, I believe, the actor's name.
I don't know.
He also played the recurring dumb guy on Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm trying to remember his character name.
Q?
No, dumb guy. Q was not a dumb guy.
I'm just trying to think who the dumb guy is.
Brilliant. They called him Reggie something or another. Was this?
Yeah, I'm not remembering.
Anyway.
I've seen them all.
Anyway, the television show, Max Headroom, was sort of a futuristic post-apocalypse kind of thing. They had kids on, like, motorized skateboards and stuff like that. Like, you know, we're talking 80, you know, mid-80s for sure, right? And, like, they had... And it was, like, this dystopian tale of, you know, sort of like super fascism, ultra corporatism, you know, kind of a thing. If you haven't seen it in a while, I suggest rewatching it.
Well, Mad Max is wildly successful.
Max Headroom.
Mad Max.
Yeah, I'm talking about Max Headroom.
I understand, but that's what they did. They just sort of bit off of the Mad Max thing, I think.
Well, possibly. They may have taken a page. Mad Max, the first movie made in Australia, I don't like it. I think it's a horrible movie. Because it's poorly filmed, there's no plot, there's a lot of silence in the movie, a lot of driving.
Well, it's certainly not right. As exciting as Thunderdome.
The Road Warrior is where somebody took the Australian-made movie and gave it Hollywood-type budget and said, hey, let's go make this into like a post-apocalypse like classic, and they did. And so then they went on to make Beyond Thunderdome, which the first half of that movie is just as good as the Road Warrior.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's like... I always say this about television shows. When you devolve your television show into you're going to do a musical episode, you've run out of stuff.
Yeah,
you're out of crap. You're out of creativity. Your writers have no talent anymore. They are lost. They're got a writer's block. They're like, well, I guess we'll do a musical now. And that's the second half of Thunderdome is basically it's kind of a musical at that point. It's not really a musical, but it has that vibe to it where they're like, yeah, we're just going to throw in the towel and record some stuff and put it out. And
I was young enough that it was good for me. You know, I haven't gone back.
I kind of feel that way about John Wick 3.
That was a bit of an ebb in the series. But by way of comparison, if the only thing you ever saw, though, was John Wick 3, you'd be like, this is pretty good.
Maybe.
I think so.
I think they wasted like 2 hours to get back to where they were at the beginning.
I want to hear more about this article about immortality.
So, from the dailymail.co.uk... Would you like to live forever? Well, some experts say you might. Last week, a former Google engineer said he believes that humans will achieve immortality within the next 8 years.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's an incredibly fast timeline.
I've been saying this time and time again here on this show. As a guy who's seen technology double and double and double again, it's only going to continue happening. So the amount of technology increase that we have seen, you and I, Mark, being 50 years old, in the 50 years we've been on the planet, is going to double in like the next 10 years. So all of the technological progress that has happened in the next 50 years is going to like be that much, except in 10 now.
If we're going to do it in 8 years, that means the Chinese are probably already doing it.
So Ray Kurzweil, who has an 86% success rate with predictions, thinks advances in technology will quickly lead to age-reversing nanobots. While it sounds far-fetched, scientists have been looking for years into ways we can regenerate ourselves or upload our minds to a computer. Mail Online takes a look at the strangest ways humanity could attain eternal life. Number one, electronic immortality. We've been talking about this. It's sort of the upload your brain into, you know, the computers, the cloud, a brain to digital copy interface. The idea of uploading.
And that could take a lot of different forms from, you know, they just generate a computer world for you to, you know, prance around in. Or, you know, maybe you're doing work on the Internet, doing some stuff.
Yeah. The idea of uploading your mind to a computer has been theorized for many years now, but it has mostly remained the stuff of science fiction.
If you want proof, ladies and gentlemen, that I am not on the web, just a computer-generated voice, you can go to watch.freetalklive.com and see us in real life.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
If you believe what you see on the Internet.
Yeah. If you think we're not an AI deepfake.
That's right. There's just a robot here and there deepfaking my head onto it.
Nectome, N-E-C-T-O-M-E, a U.S.-based startup, is trying to change that vision by devising a way to preserve the human brain so that its memories can be uploaded to the cloud. The firm has figured out a way to preserve human brains in microscopic detail using a high-tech embalming process, according to the MIT Technology Review. It uses a chemical solution that can keep the body intact for hundreds or thousands of years as a statue of frozen glass.
That's very interesting. So this is one of the conundrums of this world is if you replicate my brain down to the atom in the digital sphere, sure, maybe you will have a personality like me chit-chatting on the internet, but we have something similar to that already. We call them biological twins. Is that what the term is? Fraternal twins and versus
identical.
Identical twins, yes. Yeah. Identical twins. And these people are, you know, DNA, they're the same. And, of course, they change a little over time because of environment and those kind of things.
What's that?
Environment and experience.
Right. The things will change, but there's not a shared consciousness. Well, some people will claim that there's some level of shared consciousness. I will not leave out that there's some kind of psychological connection, but there's not a shared consciousness between the two beings running two different bodies. It's two different consciousness, two different bodies.
Yeah.
And that's how I sort of see this replication, is that it may fool my kid. Well, it sounds like Dad, and it acts like Dad, and it tells the same dumb jokes as Dad. And maybe that will be, you know, fine in that way. It's certainly an homage to the great Mark Edge, but it is not Mark Edge.
I'm just thinking, like, I'm just thinking Immortal Mark Edge still has dad jokes. That's really the point. You can think of what we do. This is the guy from the company.
Raker as well.
Nectone. No,
this is Nectone, okay. Raker as well.
Yeah, the guy from Nectone.
You've got to mention Raker as well in every immortality story.
We did already.
I know. But I'm just saying, they did.
They got out of the way pretty quick.
Too. Yeah, they got to do it.
Bam, like third sentence.
86%.
Yeah. You can think of what we do as a fancy form of embalming that preserves not just the outer details, but the inner details, says Robert McIntyre, Nectome's co-founder. Speaking to prospective customers, Nectone positions its service as, what if we told you you could back up your mind? I mean, if that would help me find my keys occasionally,
sure.
You know, or whatever.
Well, there's plenty of times I'd like to jump back a day or two or something like that. Weeks, months, years.
But the key to being able to recreate a person's consciousness involves accessing the organ's connectome.
Oh, man, can you think of the regression possibilities? So, like, you would remember stuff all of a sudden that you forgot?
Yeah, sure.
Early childhood? Like, ooh. That explains a lot.
Yeah, they wake you up all of a sudden. All of your, you know, repressed traumas from your childhood is like, bam, right there in your mind, right up front.
So, if they're only using your mind, what about the fake stuff that you make up? I mean, they've shown over and over again that moms can just implant memories in their kids. You remember that time that at your birthday party, the dolphin shot up out of the cake, right? You know, never happened. And you can watch this. It can be done with adults too. It's just a lot harder.
Yeah.
This
is how television works for some people.
Indeed, it is.
A connectome is the complex web of neural connections in the brain, often referred to as the brain's wiring system. Nectome, which has been referred to as a preserve your brain and upload it company, has figured out a way to embalm the connectome as well. However, in order for
the connectome like a brand name or is it some kind of organ name?
There's two different things going on. There's Netcom. The company.
Nectome, N-E-C-T-O-M-E, and then a connectome.
Right.
Okay.
Is the complex web of neural connections in the brain, often referred to as the brain's wiring system.
Got it.
So imagine the brain is a wiring harness.
Never heard the word in my life.
Connectomes. Me neither. No, we already covered that. However, in order for the technology to work, participants have to be willing to be euthanized, which led to it losing a contract with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in 2018.
They're definitely doing it in China.
This is also the premise of Uploads. It's a Amazon Prime series where they can take your mind and stick it in a hotel.
I've seen this, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. There's another show that I'm watching right now that has to do with, like, you know, the guy's just going about his regular life. You know, he's got, like, a wife and a business, and he's trying to make it all successful and make it go, and he feels the pressure of that. But he discovers this way to sort of, like, hit undo from time to time and sort of roll back a day or two or whatever if he makes a mistake or screws up somehow. And he's like, oh, man, I really wish I could have that day over. Now I know some information I didn't know before, so I'll act a different way. And so he's able to go back a very short period in time to sort of correct, you know, the mistakes of the previous day or two or whatever it is. Can't remember the name of the series. And they haven't revealed, like, that he's actually doing it. They're just sort of telling you the story, and the story is like a little disconnected from episode to episode because that's what he's doing. Every episode is him sort of rewinding a little bit and reliving a portion of the previous story that you already saw, but changing something small and it now becoming its own thing.
I like that because time travel is such a OP power.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, if you can just control time, you've pretty much got it. It's like being able to, you know, do the Professor X thing, with, you know, control other people's minds and stuff. It's just too powerful to tell a good story. It's like Superman. He's a terrible story because he can do anything. And
I can do three things.
I don't know. I beg to differ. Like, there are the longest running science fiction series of all time tells great stories and has for 30, 40 years now, 50 years.
Well,
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who's not OP, though.
No, but it's time travel.
Okay. So what I'm saying is...
And it is totally overpowered. I mean, yeah. Like a guy with like a box that's bigger on the inside and you go whenever he wants, wherever, like that's overpowered to me.
I agree that Doctor Who's great, and I think he doesn't overuse the time travel power. I also don't think it was overused in the Marvel movies either, but at the same time, time travel's just too OP, so this just being able to go back like a day or rewind 30 hours or whatever the story is... That's kind of neat because you still don't have all the perspective.
Yeah. Let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live and go to your calls and thoughts. We have an unscreened caller. What is your name, please? You're live on the air.
This is Lee. Hey, I've got a strange question off the subject of cloning, but I was curious. Do you guys remember an application, an app that would work? So I walk into a store and I want to record it. You know, have it on the internet. I don't want to use Facebook or Google or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, have it recorded. And let's say I get shot, you know, and it's there it is. You know, I've got it recorded. It's on the internet. It's not to be lost. Can you think of an application or an app that works? You know, you just turn it on something similar to Facebook, but I wouldn't want to use them.
Didn't Cell 411?
Cell 411 is what came to mind. I don't know. I haven't used the app in some time, but it used to have this functionality. One of our hosts is working on it right now. As I understand it, the Shire Free Church purchased the app and you know, rolled it out for, you know, similar sort of situations.
There are
called
CELL 411.
I think it's all like mashed together too. There's not a space between Cell and 411.
What's the purpose that you want this app? Because there's any number of social media apps that will let you go live.
Record it. Just basically record it, and you know, it's if something were to go, you know, pop off, I just want to record it and say, okay, there it is. You can say what you want to say, but
I think the YouTube app accomplishes what you're asking, right? If you just launch that, go live, and you're recording it, if you get shot or something, that automatically uploads to your YouTube page, where presumably anybody who subscribes to your page can go and view the video until YouTube decides to take it down. Anyway.
But is that the purpose, though? You want other people to be able to view it, or you just want a record of what happened?
Yeah, I want other people to view it, and if nothing else, just a record for me. But
okay. I mean, you can wear a body cam, right?
That would work, but it would, you know, it'd be something else you have to carry around.
Didn't CopBlock have an app where, like, you could, you know, program it to where you swipe your fingerprint on the back of your phone and it automatically records your interaction with the police?
If I remember correctly, the one that everyone used back then was, like, Quick, QIK.
Okay.
And I think they went under.
Okay.
Oh.
But, I mean, cameras are ubiquitous. Body cams, you know, oh, my God, you got to clip something onto your shirt pocket, right? They're not overly complicated.
Well, but your cell phone's always with you, and an app's always on the cell phone.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, the YouTube one, I don't like that. If they have the option to take it down, it doesn't, you know, I just hate to give them anything, you know.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to deal with it.
Well, so go live on Odyssey then, right?
Yeah, Odyssey would be my choice in that respect. Although I don't have Odyssey as an app on my phone. But I know that it is possible for you to go live. Your Odyssey account, as I understand it, I think you might actually have to have a library account versus an Odyssey account.
Either way.
For that to go. But either way, that particular organization would be my choice of go-to for that application.
All right.
Well, it seems like there's an abundance of options, and you just got to pick one that you don't have a moral objection to.
Yes. Yes. All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, Lee. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here at Free Talk Live if you'd like to join us. We're talking about, well, the Highlander syndrome and immortality. Will humans be able to be immortal soon? This article says in 8 years. At least one man's prediction in this article, 8 years.
One man's prediction was an 86% effective prediction rate.
Is also getting rather old and really wants to make it to his own timeline.
Okay. If that's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, it was like, well, Ray Kurzweil said we better get on this, and then he'd do it.
Yeah.
Right now, you know.
He's definitely driving it. Yeah. Google hired him for the purpose of sort of creating immortality.
Yeah. They also fired the guy who said that their AI went sentient, so.
Yes.
Who knows?
I think that they dropped the term, the byline, don't be evil.
They did that a long time ago.
Yes, so
when they went to China.
They are now evil.
Yeah. Right around the time they acquired YouTube, too, by the way. Was right around the time they dropped that don't be evil moniker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're like, oh, we have this great video application that now we can be evil with.
I'm pretty sure it was the Chinese expansion, right? Because China was going to require them to do some evil things in order to stay in China. Go like, well, you could reach a billion people if you just be a little bit evil. And they went, okay, a little bit's fine.
Right, yeah.
We'll censor some internet searches.
At first they were like, no. And then they saw the check and they were like, yeah, okay.
Right.
Perhaps we could be just slightly just evil. And then that became more and more evil.
Tiananmen Square, what is that?
It's a lovely place to visit.
So the number one way, of course, is electronic immortality. The number two method, there's more to this particular section, but we've got three sections to get through, so I'm going to jump around a little bit.
Oh,
we're going
to
jump to the number two. Coming up, we'll talk about the number two way that you could possibly become immortal in your lifetime here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Unlike the Highlander, none of this involves like chopping off some other guy's head to get your immortality.
Lame.
This is more of like a free market pay-as-you-go service. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.